Good morning. My blog for today is called Throwing Up. What a great start to a blog. Throwing up. Well, this is not a common occurrence with us humans. It is indeed something found quite common among our feline friends. Messy, out of your control, but also something that needs checking just in case. The first question I would ask myself is, what has he eaten just recently? Is the food fresh? Was it cooked? How long has it been lying in his bowl? Is there anything in the close proximity of his bowl that might have fallen into the food that might not be good for him? Has someone spilled something into it without realising? Is another animal involved that you're not aware of? Could they have sneaked into your house somehow and touched his food and maybe they were not entirely well medically? Is the food relatively new? Therefore, could he have an allergy to it or some of its ingredients? Now, these are just some questions that would be good to ponder while you check to see if he's okay. And my solution to these questions would be to change his food to something entirely different, just in case, anyway. The next question I would ask myself is, how long is it since he has groomed properly? Was it today? Was it yesterday? Was it last week? Do you keep a diary or a calendar marked to record this event? Could it be hairballs? It is very easy to overlook some things when one runs a busy household and no one volunteers to help out now and again. Having satisfied yourself that all is in order, then the next thing would be to make sure he has a good drink of water. When you are sick with vomiting yourself, it is very easy to lose too many fluids at once. Therefore, keeping up fluid intake is very wise. Same goes for your pet. He can get dehydrated very quickly if you do not see to his drinking needs. From here, I would make a visit to the vet as soon as possible. Cats get sick with internal illnesses just like humans do. And if there's no apparent reason for his constant vomiting, then there has to be something happening to him that you can't see. And that needs to be determined by professionals who know what they are about. Look, thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.